MP48 recording length 14 minutes and 13 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 48 Open Cluster M48 and GC2548. Type F in Hydra M48.jpg. Write ascension 08 13.8 H:M declination 05 48 Deg:M distance 1.5 Cli visual brightness 5.5 Mag apparent dimension 54.0 Arc min discovered 1771 by Charles Messier. Open cluster Messier 48 million 48 and GC2548 is a conspicuous open cluster in the head of the extended constellation Hydra, almost on its border to Monoceros. This open cluster was discovered by Charles Messier and catalogued by him on February 19, 1771. However, as he did an error in data reduction, he gave a wrong position in his catalogue so that the object was missing until Oswald Thomas identified it in 1934, and independently T.F. Morris in 1959. The identification of M48 by Oswald Thomas was confused by some historians, who have claimed erroneously instead that he had identified M47 as M48 was lost. Two independent rediscoveries occurred. First, Johann Ilert Bode apparently found it in orbit before 1782, and second, Caroline Herschel independently rediscovered it in 1783. This latter discovery was published by Caroline's famous brother, William Herschel, who included it in his catalogue as HVI.22 on February 1, 1786. M48 is a quite conspicuous object and should be a naked eye object under good conditions. The smallest binocular, or telescopes, show a large group of about 50 stars brighter than Mag 13, the total number being at least 80. The more concentrated core extends over about 30 arc minutes, while the outskirts reach out to about 54. Corresponding to a linear diameter of 23 light-years at its distance of 1,500 light-years, given so by Malaz/Krimmer and Kenneth Glenn Jones, while the Sky Catalog 2000 has 2,000 light-years, M48 was classified as of Trumpler type I. 2, M, Sky Catalog 2000, I, 2, R, Glenn Jones, or I, 3, R, Gertz. The age of M48 was estimated to amount about 300 million years. The hottest star is of spectral type A2 and Mag 8.8. Its luminosity is about 70 times that of the Sun. M48 moreover contains three yellow giants of spectral types G, K, Messier 48. Observations and descriptions discovered by Charles Messier on February 19, 1771. Independently rediscovered by Johann Ilert Bode before 1782. Independently rediscovered by Caroline Herschel in 1783. Messier, M48, February 19, 1771 48.88H02m24s, 120d36.00, 1d16.42, cluster of very small faint stars, without nebulosity. This cluster is at a short distance from the three stars that form the beginning of the unicorn's tail. As for M47, Messier did a reduction error, this time giving a position about 2.5 degrees north of the object, so that M48 was missing until T.F. Morris identified it in 1959. With Herschel's HVI.22 and GC2548, Bode, 1782, Monoceros 35, from Vorstellung der Sternofex XXIV Kupferfeld. Introduction to the Stars on 34 Copper Plates, 1782, here P32, Plate 25, Bode lists both Messier's wrong position Monday 35, and Bode's correct position Monday 38, for M48 separately. The latter indicates an independent rediscovery of M48 by J.E. Bode, Monoceros 35, after Messier, raw equals 120:4208:02.8, deck equals 118, small star cluster, Monoceros 38, after Bode, raw equals 120:3008:02.0, deck equals 430, small star cluster with nebula, Caroline Herschel, number 5, March 8, 1781 83, at an equal distance from 29 zeta, and 30 Mono Sirius. Making an equilateral triangle with those two stars is a nebulous spot. By the telescope it appears to be a cluster of scattered stars. It is not in MESS catalog. Actually, Messier had reduced the wrong position. HF, William Herschel, HVI.22, HVI.22, February 1, 1786. A beautiful CL of much calm St. Consit, Rich, 10 or 12, Ia, CH discovered it in 1783. A beautiful cluster of much compressed stars, considerably rich, 10 or 12, diameter. Caroline Herschel discovered it in 1783. WH's journal note, Lena CH, equilateral triangle with 29 and 30 Mono Sirius. To the south, a cluster of scattered stars. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 657. Dreyer's remark, not in NGC, 8H7 meters, 91D32, 4/1860. This is not our modern M48, HF, 1790, March 5th, Sweep 935. Looked for 48 of the Guinness day temps but found that it does not exist in the place mentioned by Wollaston. Mem. Asterisk. I looked with the sweeper for the 48th of the Connecticut, and see, and found a parcel of coarsely scattered stars, not deserving the name of a cluster, which on account of their being too far from each other could not be seen clustering in my 20 feet. Tells. They are scattered over a place near 2D in extent. Again, this is not M48, HF, asterisk, Dreyer's note. At the end of the same sweep, John Herschel, 1833. H496. H496 equals HVI.22. Sweep 235. February 20th, 1830. Right H5 meters 18.7s. NPD95D14. 40. 1830.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. Fine L. P. Rich. Very straggling cluster of St. 9. 10 and 10. 11 meters. The straggling edges extend a full field either way. Place of a D asterisk in the most comp part. Fine large, pretty rich, very straggling cluster of stars of 9th to 10th and of 10th to 11th magnitude. The straggling edges extend a full field either way. Place of a double star in the most comp part. Sweep 234. February 19th, 1830. Right H5 meters 18.8s. NPD95 D18. 54, 1830.0, a superb CL which fills the whole field, St. 9, 10, 13 meters and none below, but the whole ground of the sky on which it stands is singularly dotted over with infinitely minute points, place that of a B street, the S of two which point into the concavity of an arc, a superb cluster which fills the whole field, stars of 9th and 10th to the 13th magnitude, and none below. But the whole ground of the sky on which it stands is singularly dotted over with infinitely minute point stars. Place that of a bright star, the southern of two which point into the concavity of an arc. Sweep the 21st of March 12th, 1826. Right H5 meters 26.1s. NPD95D18. 2, 1830.0. A CL of about 100 large St. 10 and 11 meters. A cluster of about 100 large bright stars of 10th and 11th magnitude. Smythe, CCCXVII 318, HVI.22M48, CCCXVII 22 HVI Mono Sirius now Hydri, R8H05 meters 40s, Dec N5D19.2 mean epoch of observation, 1834.29 April 1834. Position 205D.0, W1, distance 4.0, W1, a neat but minute double star, in a tolerably compressed cluster on the unicorn's flank, and lying 14 deg southeast of Procyon, a 9.5 mag, and B10, both white. This object is in the middle of a splendid group, in a rich splashy region of stragglers, which fills the field of view, and has several small pairs, chiefly of HTE 9th magnitude. It was discovered by Miss Herschel in 1783, and was classed by W.H. William Herschel, in February, 1783. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 1637. GC 1637 equals H496 equals HVI.22. CH right H6 meters 50.1s. NPD 95D 22. 30.6. 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. CL. VL. Price. PMC. Saint 9. 13.7 observations by W. N. J. Herschel. Cluster. Very large. Pretty rich. Pretty much compressed. Stars from 9th to 13th magnitude. Drier. And GC 2548. And GC 2548 equals GC 1637 equals H496 equals HVI.22. CH. Right H6 meters 50s. NPD 95D 22.5. 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. CL. VL. Pri. PMC. Saint 9. 13. Equals M48 cluster. Very large. Pretty rich. Pretty much compressed. Stars from 9th to 13th magnitude. Drier. IKI. Introduction to the IKI catalog. Two clusters in Messier's catalog do not occur in the new general catalog, and may perhaps be mentioned here. They are, 4-1860, M25-18H23-17-109D2.0CL of S Street cluster of small, faint, stars, M48-88H6-54-91D32.1CL of S Street cluster of small, faint, stars. This remark concerns Messier's wrong position, not modern. M48 equals and GC 2548. Oswald Thomas, 1934, from Astronomy, Tatsuken and Problem, Verlag das Bergland, Butch, Deutsche Verlagsdruckerei, Graz, Wien, Leipzig, Berlin, 1934-10, Abschnitt, Himmelsteifeld, 14, Sternhofen and Nebel. P137,048, Rom 809, Dec. -06, 1900.0, and GC 2548, Hydro, open cluster. This identification is given without any further comment. H.F. T.F. Morris, 1959, identified M48 with NGC 2548 according to Owen Gingerich, 1960, and others. Owen Gingerich, 1960, Sky and Telescope, VO 20, number the 4th of October 1960, P196. Although the circumstances of M48 are not so obvious, only one cluster of the size and brightness likely to be recorded by Messier is found in the region near the three stars that form the beginning of the unicorn's tail, Zeta 27 and 28 Monoceratus. Dr. Morris has pointed out that this cluster, NGC 2548, has the same right ascension as the position given for M48. Allowance must, of course, be made for precession in comparing Messier's figures with modern positions. The declination disagrees by about 5 degrees. Since no conspicuous star is located 2.5 degrees away in declination, we cannot account for this position by another error in sign. It seems unlikely that the comparison star was misidentified, since the right ascension is probably correct. Messier did not publish the name of the star used, and his original records are apparently no longer extant. Thus, a careful survey of the region described by Messier leads to the conclusion that NGC 2548 is the cluster the French observer intended as his 48th object, for lack of any cluster nearby that fits the description. Content car as if said. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using SpokenText, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about SpokenText, visit www.spokentext.net.